A hepatitis A scare at a 7-Eleven in West Jordan prompted hundreds of people to call the Salt Lake County Health Department this week. As KUER's Eric Newman reports, over 300 people were advised to get preventative vaccines.
Oh. Ashley Brandis is taking calls at the county's Emergency Operations Center.
Salt Lake County Health Department, this is Ashley speaking. Did you visit the 7-Eleven store at 2666 West, 7800 South in West Jordan? Okay, what day or days did you visit the store?
Brandis is fielding calls after a 7-Eleven store employee was found to have hepatitis A and was at risk of infecting customers between December 26th and January 2nd. So far, health officials referred almost 350 people to get vaccinated. If they were exposed to the virus by using the bathroom or buying certain foods, they have a two-week window for the vaccine to work. Officials don't know for sure if anyone was infected at the store, since it takes several weeks for symptoms to appear. The scare is part of a hepatitis A outbreak in the Salt Lake Valley that's been happening since August. The virus is transmitted from fecal contamination. It's mostly been limited to people experiencing homelessness or who use intravenous drugs. Kevin Condra is a spokesman with the county health department. As they try to prevent the disease from spreading, he says, they're emphasizing the importance of hand washing and cleaning for food sellers and restaurants.
That's an ongoing thing, but certainly when there's an outbreak like this, we emphasize you may want to step that up a little bit.
The caller who reached Brandis is in luck.
So good news is that you were not exposed to hepatitis A, since it was not within the exposure time of dates. Okay? Okay, yep, have a good day.
Health officials say the 7-Eleven is safe now. Eric Newman, KUER News.